It's Playhouse Y94.0. And we got Joldy from the afternoon show in today and all week helping out. 6:15 in the morning. So could you date somebody who still lived with their ex? Kind of a weird scenario, right? Well, 41% of people in a recent survey said they actually wouldn't be that bothered by it if there's conditions. They knew it was temporary. They're not going to be living there forever, right? There's like, oh, yeah, I'm in there until my lease is done in 3 months, whatever. And that things were truly over between them. Now, I see that and I go, 41% of people would be cool with that. 41% of people are liars. But maybe I'm not seeing something. Joel D., would you be cool with that?
So this actually did happen to me when I lived out in California. We broke up, but then we had an apartment together.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke up and our lease was pretty fresh. It was pretty fresh. There was no way it was getting out of that. But we had a two bedroom. So she moved into the two bedroom. I had my, and then kind of dated a little bit and ended up getting back together. So yeah, there's a, it's going to happen if you're in close quarters, in my opinion. So yeah, no, I don't think I wouldn't date anybody that's living with their ex.
So you did it, ended it back up, like doing stuff with your ex. So like you're an exhibit as to why maybe that's, you don't trust that necessarily.
Yeah, 100%. But also like while we were broken up and we were doing other things, seeing other people, that didn't happen, but it was still living together, right? So
it's true. Would you have been cool with that, Amy Kay?
I see, it's hard because I had the same situation. Remember, I had to live in a house with my ex.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Coronavirus, and I couldn't get out.
Oh, that's horrible.
We broke up like right around St. Patrick's Day, and then COVID hit, and I was stuck in our house. I had to move down to the basement. But the thing would be, I never felt like I should bring someone there. If I was doing something, I would go to a different house. I just think you have boundaries and you have to have respect. But you have to, like you said, know that you're getting out of there. I said, as soon as I can get an apartment, I'm out.
I would definitely have to, like, if I was just, you know, single zero running around and she's like, I live with my ex-boyfriend, I'd be like, I want to know where that's done with. Like, yeah. I would absolutely not. That'd be so weird to me.
Call me later.
Yeah, and in 3 months when that lease is up, you get your own apartment, call me.
Yeah, that's, and then have COVID hit for Amy, that would be horrible.
It
you
was
could, like,
so
couldn't do
bad.
Anything.
I couldn't. I was trapped in the house. It was weird. But if roles were reversed, like, and I was the, look, dating somebody that was living with their ex, we wouldn't be together. I think that's a red flag.
By the way, I was convinced you two were going to get back together in that period of time because it was pandemic
times.
You also
had a pool on when we were going to break up.
Yeah, I didn't win.
I didn't win.
It's pandemic times, and you'd like talk about how you guys weren't together and how you live in the basement, but then you'd be come talking about like what you guys were having for dinner or what
we
you watched on TV last
together.
Night. Like it felt like you were pretty much still as together as you were when you were together.
But that's how the relationship was bad. We were more like roommates. He even came and helped me get my furniture for my new place and moved me in.
He's probably thinking, oh, this is a good vacation home for me.
Yeah, I could come hang out here.
Mm-mm.
Some people got lake places. I got AP's apartment.
I got Amy K places.
Yeah. Now, could you date somebody? Have you dated somebody that's still living with their ex?
When it comes down to that, you know, when people break up and whatnot, I don't think their first thought in their mind is their financial situation. So I didn't think it was all that awkward. I think it was more awkward for him when I would, like, come over and hang out with him.
Oh, so, like, you go over there to see her and this, like, ex-boyfriend's there, like, what's up, bruh?
Yeah, that'd be the awkward part.
What if you became friends?
That's what I was just going to say. Don't you think if it'd be like dating somebody who has a roommate, you'd start hanging out with them?
You want some pizza?
You want to go down to the bar, get a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, the girlfriend's working. And then all of a sudden you're, yeah.
Oh, that would be weird. And I feel like though guys would be able to do it better. I think they're less drama where girls couldn't. We're too catty.
Unless there was drama surrounded by the boyfriend that they
had
to talk about.
This is also accurate. Are we getting some texts that are like, I could or I could not do that?
Somebody said, absolute deal breaker. I would not touch that situation. Somebody else saying that they did date a girl for a couple weeks who lived with their ex. It didn't stop me. It was kind of a red flag. However, I ignored it. I definitely should not have.
Would you be able to live with or date somebody that still lived with their ex? You're seeing them, but they still live with whoever they were seeing before you. 41% of people are like, yeah, I can do that. Feels like a lie to me, but maybe you want to argue for it. Maybe you've done it. Left and right. Charlie Puth, Y94.
Memories follow me left and right. I can feel for you.
take up every corner. That's Playhouse. Why not A4? Now, could you live or date somebody? Man, I keep mixing that up. Could you date somebody who still lived with their ex? 41% of people are like, yeah, I can totally do that.
We were actually together, and then he moved in, and once he found out I moved in, he completely trashed my house. Been together, and seeing as he couldn't move out because he didn't have income to move out, he moved. I let him stay there because, I don't know, I'm dumb or nice. I don't know, both. as soon as he found out I moved on, I came to my house trashed.
Okay, so you're living with the ex. He finds out you start seeing somebody. He ain't that happy about it. He just destroys everything. That would probably be a caution against the idea, really.
Yeah, I feel like there was a reason why you broke up with him.
I was going to say, but also, like, if that's what you're going to do, you have to have those boundaries. Like, say, you need to let me know if you're going to start dating somebody or if you're going to bring somebody here.
Or if you're going to trash my place, maybe give me a heads up.
I mean, but he did it because she didn't tell him.
Kind of nice. Now, as far as texts go, would you say more people could or could not do this?
I was going to say more people couldn't. Somebody said, if you're still living with your ex, that means it's too soon for you to even be dating. Somebody says, it seems like you would still have stuff going on with your ex. You shouldn't want to get with somebody like that, so don't waste your time. Another person is pointing out, if it's separate rooms, it's not really that bad. It's still a little weird as long as you know when they're going to be getting out. Like if they have an old lease that they're waiting to move out of, if they signed a lease together knowing they were breaking up and they were done, that's completely weird. Do not get involved.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you know that, like, if you get serious, relatively soon it wraps up, and then the option would then be for maybe them to move in with you. We got, like, 3 months on our lease, 5 months on our lease. I think if it's like, yeah, we got, like, a year left on this lease, be like, you're going to live there for a year?
Yeah, that's a long time. That's what basically happened to me. It was, like, nine months. It was, like, almost 9 months left on the lease when it happened. But it worked out, I guess.
Yeah. Would you ever hang in with somebody longer, I wonder, just because you're like, well, I'm going to wait till this lease is up to make it less awkward.
Well, just for the sake of, like, in California, rent was so expensive, and she was the only person that I really knew and trusted for the most part, because it wasn't like a bad breakup, but that was the only situation is because of, you know, financials.
Ugh. Yeah. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. You guys are better humans than me because I would be a bitter human being. I'd be the guy that trashed the apartment probably. Who's this guy?
I feel like I was bitter. I stayed in the basement most of the time.
Until you came
up
for dinner.
Until we had dinner. We did have dinner together, yeah. But I was going to say, most of the time, I feel like I was down in the basement.
Were you cooking the ex dinner? Would you make that HelloFresh box? Or was it, like, ordered food? Or was he cooking you dinner? Or how is that working out?
That was the thing, too. We shared everything. So, yeah, I don't remember. We always cooked together, and, like, somebody had to do dishes. It was, we did it together.
He squeezed a few extra months of relationship out of you. It's kind of nice.
Without really being in a relationship, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like roommates.
All the household perks, but without the actual relationship.
It was like that for a long time.
I made a point of saying all the household perks. You like that? See? I thought that was good. Hey, totally random question. 6:25 first. The lovely, the band, Broken. Why not E4 Playhouse in the morning?